The apartment buildings are painted beige and green. Locals call them the colors. There's a playground with faded yellow slides, but you can't get in. The gate is welded shut.
Well, they had problems on the playground with not the kids, but other folks coming out, hanging around, doing their dirt over here.
Officer Antonio Moore works for the Miami-Dade County Police Department. He's at the apartment complex with about 40 volunteers, police officers, social workers, early child care specialists. They're here for a program called Walking One Stop. It brings social services to neighborhoods in Miami-Dade that experience violent crimes. King Carter lived here, and he was killed by feuding teenagers with guns. He was six. Leonie Elmatin is with the Children's Trust. She's one of the volunteers knocking on doors. Samantha McCray answers. Elmatin tells her about free children's books.
Call 211 to get access to books for the little two-year-old, okay?
Okay.
He is he a boy or girl? He's going to get his own book for an entire year.
McCray says when she first heard the knocking at her door and saw police officers and all these people in the hallway, she wasn't expecting it to be about books.
I was like, I know no one else was killed today. And that is the sad reality, that when you see the police cars, it's either for over here. I never thought it was something positive.
A few weeks ago, there was another shooting at the apartment complex. McCray says she can't let her children play outside anymore.
The children are pretty much forced to be a little robbed of their childhood because you have to protect them. You can't let them play by themselves. They can't have the freedom to roam around. Everything is about, oh, your children need to be out more, to be healthy. But you want your children to be alive. So my children are more on the looking at the TV.
If you've changed your behavior as a result of the violence, you're traumatized.
Wayne Rollins coordinates the Walking One Stop program. He says the impact of gun violence goes beyond the direct victims. The ripple effects are seen through the entire neighborhood. And he says community agencies that serve this population need to see that.
Many service providers, they get stuck in their cubicle thinking that maybe somebody's going to actually come to their cubicle for services, but it's not happening. So when they come out here and they see face to face the residents that are traumatized by the violence, it reinvigorates them.
Sharonda Moultrie works for the Early Learning Coalition. She's talking to Sierra Brown. Brown is pregnant and nearly due.
Sign up for him now and for the baby now for Early Head Start. We provide formula, diapers, wipes. You get to choose the school.
Brown's two-year-old son is humming and doing his happy dance next to her. She lives one floor below where King Carter's family lived. About 2 weeks ago, she watched as his parents packed up and moved out. Brown says sometimes when she looks at her son, she thinks about six-year-old King.
We usually be outside, so anybody child could have got shot. And I don't know what I would have did if it would have been my son.
A few doors down, Latina King says she's seeing some small improvements.
They put up the cameras when King Carter died, so the cameras are really good. And now they're putting the gate up, so.
Within days of King's death, at the Blue Lake Village Apartments, Miami-Dade police officers did a walkthrough with the building's owner. Lieutenant Brenda Furby Blackshear says they identified immediate fixes that could make the complex safer.
There need to be more lighting. The signs need to be posted, like no selling or no trespassing if you don't belong here. Those improvements have been made.
But for James Palmer, who moved in 2 months ago, that's still not enough.
I don't want my kids around here for the fact of the shootings.
He says his apartment is an affordable place to stay, but it isn't home, and it doesn't feel safe. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.